This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Tuesday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chaston and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. Today we leave with news China may be going off the boil somewhat, but the rest of the developed world is in a full shortages everywhere situation. In New York, business activity continued to grow at a solid clip in the state, according to the Fed factory survey there. New orders and shipments expanded strongly, and unfilled orders increased in May. Both input prices and selling prices rose at a record-setting pace. Firms said they were optimistic that conditions would improve over the next 6 months and expected significant increases in both employment and prices. April housing starts in Canada came in lower than expected and much lower than for March, but it is the end of a frenetic up period, so an easing isn't necessarily negative there. House prices in China rose almost 6% in April in their major cities from a year earlier, and that is a fast pace for them. In second-tier cities, the year-on-year rise was more than 11%, and fast enough to cause policymakers some concerns. China's industrial production grew a hot 9.8% year-on-year in April, but that was a slower expansion than the March 14% expansion, although that was affected by the pandemic base. Electricity production was up 11% in April and an increase of 11.3% over April 2019. So this is evidence the pandemic impacts are now behind them. However, over the 2 years, this suggests a real recovery is relatively subdued. China's retail sales growth feeds into that feeling. Retail sales were up 34% in March, pandemic base affected, and a 25% year-on-year gain was widely expected for April. But it only came in up 18%, and that is considered a big miss. Excluding price factors, the real volume increase was only 16%, and only 2.3% over 2 years, confirming the weakness of the retail bounce back. The bounce back in Japanese machine tool orders, however, was very strong in April, continuing what we saw in March. Of course, the year-on-year gains are distorted by the base effect, but from April 2019, the 2021 data is 16.5% higher, so the gains are very healthy indeed. Japan also reported producer price data for April, and that revealed a 3.6% rise year-on-year and well above the March 1.2% and also above the 3.1% expected. One component is eye-catching. Export prices are up 8.2% year-on-year. Very high demand for intermediate goods just isn't going away. The new week has started with prices for key commodities rising again, especially for iron ore and copper. And the latest edition of the Key Logistics Manager survey suggests strongly that shortages and high prices are here to stay for at least the next year. The shortages everywhere situation feeds on itself as firms order early and heavily to try and beat the rush. The US Treasury 10-year yield starts today at 1.64% and unchanged from this time yesterday. The price of gold starts today up a strong $22 from this time yesterday at $1,867 an ounce. And oil prices start today slightly firmer, just over $66 a barrel in the US, while the international Brent price is just over $69 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar opens today at 72.1 US cents after an overnight softening. Against the Australian dollar, we're lower at 92.9 Australian cents, and against the euro, we're down to 59.4 euro cents. That means our trade-weighted index starts today at 73.7 after the across-the-board retreat. And the Bitcoin price is now at $42,847 and down another 9.1% from this time yesterday. Over the past week, the Bitcoin price has fallen 23%. In New Zealand dollars, we're now below $60,000 for the first time in 100 days. Volatility in the past 24 hours has been extreme at plus or minus 6.3%. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz. Kia ora, I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again tomorrow.